Welcome, folks, to today's episode of Gary's Double Wash. This here's a wild ride of comedy and chaos, and it's all for your entertainment. This is purely satire. If you think this is your dirty laundry, it's not. If you're easily offended or don't like sudsy shenanigans, maybe it's time to switch on over to the rinse cycle, because this one is gonna get dirty.
Welcome to Gary's, where the clothes get clean. Washing up the fabric in a shiny washing machine. VIP section, just a little touch of flair. For the finest threads, come and hang out here. So drop your laundry, let the suds roll free. A little fun all on special day C.
Gary's the pool wash, come spin, come shine. Fresh and clean clothes will be feeling just fine.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Gary's Double Wash, the undisputed number one laundromat podcast in the world. If you want to dispute that, go ahead and send us an email at garysdoublewash@gmail.com. I'm joined today, as always, by Trey Todd, my co-host Trey Todd. Trey's in the bathroom. I'm in the VIP room studios. We are looking for a sponsor to name the VIP room studio, so go ahead and send us your offer. We prefer payment and IMG coin. Email your offer to garysdoublewash@gmail.com. Trey Todd, you're in the bathroom. Trey's not allowed in the studio.
I am, but I'm not going right now. That's what you guys are thinking.
Hey, where we are. Weird. I'll tell you where we are going, though. We're going to the moon, baby. That's right, because
the moon hours.
Trey and I decided, you know, we started with a laundromat. We added a podcast. We added a infinite money glitch. Now, why can't we start our own space program, Trey?
I mean, is that a question? Because I don't have an answer on why we can't. I think we should. I think it's happening, and it's probably the greatest thing ever.
You know, we just lost astronauts in space for like 9 months, and I was thinking, hey, we could do that. We could at least be good enough to get, we could get somebody stuck in space. Is that, you want to go to the moon, but I think we could at least be good enough to get somebody stuck in space.
I feel like it's my destiny, because people have been telling me to get lost forever. You know what I mean? So I think it's just been leading up to this point.
Man, Trey, that is hilarious. You're one funny guy. Could you imagine being stuck in space for, how long was it? Was it 9 months?
Yeah, 9 months. 9 months. Like, wow, right? What do you do? What do you do? It can be fun. Space sounds like a great idea. It's probably great for the first 26 days max. I mean, how many times can you, I'm going to say it because people expect it. How many times can you masturbate before it just gets boring? Well, no, that's a big number, actually.
Well, you're in space. I think kind of the ride is the most exciting part. And then I think, like, after 10 minutes, you're like, all right, let's go. You know, like, IMAX movies are awesome, but you don't want to stay there all day.
See, I feel like, man, once you get in that shuttle, they strap you in, it's real. Like, you're starting to leave, like, you're up in the fears, stratosphere, atmosphere, whichever fear you're in. I got the fear of heights, right? But, I mean, one of those fears. And the thoughts are going to come up. You know, I mean, first off, what's it like to jerk off in space, right? But then the sex thing, I feel like that is right on the tip of every astronaut's mind. Like, every astronaut's getting it on up there. Hopefully there's mixed sexes, because shit just gets weird. You don't want to waste that trip to space. You know what I mean? You got to use it. Where else are you going to get this opportunity to understand and know weightless sex?
No, I think the first thing you do when you get to space is you wash your underpants, because there's no way you're not shitting yourself on that ride. Are there stats on that? Can we get somebody to look that up? Email us the results.
I feel like some scientists and astronauts need to get back to us on this and let us know.
It had to happen.
The percentage of shitters, like space shitters.
Yeah, I think it's like an afternoon and you're ready to go. It's like virtual reality. You know, you strap on that VR headset and it's cool for 20 minutes, but after that you're like, I need to mow the lawn.
Could you imagine getting up there and just realizing that it was the worst thing you ever thought you wanted to do, and you can't leave for now 9 months? You're just stuck there. You get this like extreme phobia, right? Or somebody's got like that BO that doesn't go away, just like that garlic musk. It's a small spot, and I mean small space.
They say space is continuously expanding.
How can you expand something that's infinite? Like, how does infinite get any bigger? Isn't that like it?
Hey, yeah, come over here and I'll show you.
Lock the door. I'm locking the door. Just so you know, locking the door. So we're on space now. We're talking about space. And you know, once I get in this rabbit hole, I look up shit, right? That's just what I do.
Ladies and gentlemen, Trey's Say segment today is sponsored by absolutely nobody. If you would like to sponsor Trey Say, please email us.
Listen, you sponsor. You can pick a topic. You send me a topic. I'll study up on it for like 32 seconds. I'll come up with some really ill.
Our content cannot be bought on the show. Trey, listen, I just gave you a segment last week, and now you're out here whoring yourself around. You need to stop. You need to understand. You work for Gary's Double Wash. You want to talk about space?
Yeah, go ahead. Whatever you do, do not send Trey at the Double Wash at gmail.com any money, because it's not going to sway my decision at all.
Trey, you're not allowed to do self-promotion. It's in part of the contract.
I was telling them not to. It's the opposite. It was self-demotion.
That's not a... It's not a sanctioned account. Hey, we got our blue check mark on Twitter, and we have 105 followers on the Double Wash. So go ahead and follow us on Twitter. Also, Trey, go. This is your segment, Trey. Space.
Space, the final frontier for at least 14 astronauts, if not more. The final frontier. Like, think about that. Final frontier. Like, you go to space, and you just don't come back. How horrible is that?
Well, there's... Okay, so you say 14 astronauts. So 14... American astronauts have died in our lifetime in the last, what do you say, 69 years?
Well, I mean, it gets worse than that. Hold on, because I remember this. There was a Russian astronaut. It's Vladimir Komarov, okay? Well, this guy had it worse than any of them.
First of all, the number one thing in space is to take your time. So, you know, the first problem is doing things on a rushed time order, is that what you said? They were pressed for time. They were trying to meet deadlines. You should never...
So there's one. Yeah, that's never a good idea. Like, that actually happened a couple of different times. The Apollo 13 was almost a huge disaster, almost lost three. We got that. That was close, right? Close. The Challenger, which is the only one anybody seems to remember now, because that teacher, whatever her name was, snapping didn't work, right? That was all due to O-rings. Like, not the kind in your butt that you poop past, but it actually held together parts that were important. So it was too cold. They let them go. The O-rings malfunctioned. Poof. The worst one, though, the first person to ever die during a space flight, right, was Vladimir Komarov. Think about this. On April 24th, 1967, it was called the Soyuz 11 or something like that. He burnt to death. Like, they have, there's videos on YouTube of his last words pretty much cursing his people. Let's go to space. Little kids want to do this. Like, this is a number one lifetime achievable goal for a child. I want you to weigh in from Eugene. Would you rather be stuck in space or in an underwater vessel on the bottom of the ocean?
I mean, that's...
Wow. Right?
They're both so lonely and isolating.
Well, you got people. Let's say you got six people, right? Boom. Three dudes, three chicks. You know, it's not bad. You got the food. You can sustain everything but the mental anguish of being stuck there. That's the one thing we can't unfuck for you. Which one? Like, are you looking down at Earth the whole time? Like, hey, you can at least see it maybe? Or are you just underneath the ocean looking up at nothing? Like, maybe a hunchback comes by once in a while, or, you know, a dolphin comes by and laughs at your shit and walks off. And he's out. You know what I mean? Fucking Flipper ain't gonna help you.
You know, it would be dark at the bottom of the ocean, but I feel like it would be more stable. Like, you know, you're under constant threat of exploding. I don't know. Now, see, that's tough, because space, you'd be always worried about crashing into something. And then underwater, you're like, I wonder if we're going to just fucking collapse in upon
ourselves. Implode today.
Yeah. So,
like those millionaires.
So I'm just going to go back to yours. Can I just off myself? I'm just going to off myself. Fucking killing me. We can't put this on. I hate it when people speak for me, Trey. Don't fucking speak for me ever again.
Shit. All right. Space. There's plenty of room between my ears right now with my thoughts. Okay. All right. So, Trey. Right.
So, yeah. Great job. Trey thought, hey, everybody. That's why you're a co-host, Trey.
Whew.
Don't you ever forget that. Yeah, don't you ever forget that, Trey. That's why you're a co-host, buddy.
All right.
You know, it's not easy to be the number one, but we do have ambitions. So what we're gonna do is we're launching our own space program, because, like I said, Trey, we're good enough to at least leave people in space, and that's what this whole episode is about: being lost in space or being an astronaut who dies in space and nobody even talks about you or remembers you. That's what Trey wanted to talk about today. Why do we remember people who post pictures of them drinking their own pee on YouTube, but we don't remember people who had to filter their own pee and drink it for 9 months because they're stuck in space? Nobody knows their names, but we know who the Pauls are. Ain't that right, Trey?
Yeah, no, for real. I've been drinking my own pee for about 3 months now, and nobody gives a shit.
You're practicing, huh?
No, I just like it.
Well, I think people would care about that. Why don't you post this? I haven't seen anything about this on your social medias.
Well, I'm not very social with my media.
Do you want me to go ahead and post it to the official Twitter account? Trey Todd drinks his own pee. I'm gonna go. That could be our first first clip, our first YouTube short.
We'll work on this. I'm not sure if I'm ready for people to see the real Trey. I got to deal with that.
Hey, if anybody wants make a YouTube short of themselves drinking pee and hashtag the Trey Chad challenge.
But you need to, here's the thing. You need to do like a mask that what you think I'd look like drinking my own pee.
And when we say
I'm down for this.
When we say pee, we mean urine. We just want to make sure we're clear.
Yeah. Yeah. For real. And if you don't, then you're in trouble. You know, it'll be a real pisser if you try to trick us.
You know, urine's sterile, right? Why would people drink urine? Like, that's not, there's pee porn. Do you like pee porn?
You know, I mean, look, this is the first time I've ever said no to a porn-related question ever, I feel. But no, I don't really feel like I'm into wet games or whatever it's called, wet work. You know, it's called wet work, working it wet.
I mean, I'll check it out just because I want to see how dirty this is. It's a weird thing for me when people share porn. It's like, hey, this is what I'm jerking off to.
This wasn't even porn. Maybe it is. You gotta go there with me. Now, listen, I'm almost 50. This shit happened when I was like, when the internet first came out, and it still haunts me to this day.
Oh, you were like dialing right for this?
Oh, yeah, no, you had to wait for it to come in. Like, and to watch the video was so slow, yet I watched it all, and I'm ashamed of myself for it.
The girl in the cup was traumatizing.
No, that was nothing to this. Nothing. Oh, nothing. God. It was called Fecal Japan.
My zipper just opened on its own. I don't even know what happened.
Oh, yeah?
No, I know what happened. I did it myself, actually, because the story makes me kind of... Anyways, so you clip it, and it pulls up. It's this girl naked on her head in a bathtub with her ass sticking straight up. And you're already, you know, the confusion leads into the interest of what's going to happen next. And then it does. And it's in slow motion-ish. And it's like, it's a scary opening of the butthole. And then this fluid flies up in the air and splashes down over her. Dude, the worst thing I've ever seen.
Tracy is looking for a sponsor. If you want to sponsor Tracy, send us an email at garysdoublewash@gmail.com.
Yeah, we're taking it. We're looking really strongly at diaper companies if you're interested.
All right, it's
time. Yeah, let's get this shit under control.
And now it's time for a commercial break.
Daddy, why do our dogs sound so fucking boring?
Watch your language, what? Herbert. We've talked about this.
No. Our special little guy is right. Our dogs have no pizzazz. Their barks are just so generic. They sound like every other damn dog on the block. If only there was a way to give them more personality.
Tired of the same old woof ruining your Zoom calls? Not to worry. Introducing the Buckotron Bark Modulator. Just place the collar around the boring little canine's neck. Attach the electrodes to the skin.
This is Eugene Washington here.
Hey, it's my turn, Mr. Bubbles. We're here. You guys need to talk about the IMG coin.
Actually, I'd love to talk about the IMG coin. Trey, you've been active with the IMG community, right?
And I'm starting so much IMG vibe is crazy. I'm like the IMGB.
See, Trey doesn't know. He's not buying in yet. He's just like one of you regular normies. But I'm sitting and I'm watching this community and. I was told about IMG. I checked it out, and now I'm basically working for them. I'm up chatting stuff all day long. I'm checking out the charts, and this stuff is really fascinating, and it's an exciting time. The Double Wash is actually making a couple of dollars off of this thing, so there's that, right? How have people felt about the washing machines being converted over to crypto, Trey?
Well, I mean, it's confusing for the old people. Because they just sit there and just try to smash their quarters into the front of the machine. It's hard for them. But a lot of them are happy. You know, the newer crowds, the younger kids, we're getting a lot of them now that we didn't see much. See, Betty, no, you have to. It's crypto stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Gary Double Wash Podcast. This is your host, Eugene Washington here, joined by my co-host, Trey Todd. We're talking today about a little old town called Key West, Florida, where the sun bakes the pastel houses and the air smells of salt and rum. So there's a guy named Carl Geiger. He lived with his deceased wife, Elena, in the night. Could you imagine?
I mean, I am imagining, and it's kind of creepy. How long? Do we know how long this happened? Like, the time frame of living with said dead wife?
So, actually, yeah. So it's a little bit odd. So Carl, he was a German immigrant. And he was a radiologist. He adored Elena. She was a Cuban woman. She was about half of his age. But she died of tuberculosis in 1931. She was only 21 years old. But he couldn't let her go. He had her body entombed. in an above ground mausoleum. Only later, after the funeral, he went back and took her. He preserved her with wax and chemicals. He brought her home to their cottage on Von Pfister Street in Key West.
Do we need the street?
I mean, if you want to go
see. Is that like an important part of the story? I don't think I do. Imagine, is she still there?
Yes. Imagine among the swaying palms and the curious neighbors, Carl lived there with Elena's corpse for nearly a decade. So he would dress her in gowns. He would put her in different chairs. He would even sleep beside her. So then in 1940, her family found out about it. So they heard rumors of his doll wife. I'm serious. They intervened. They got her body. They reburied her in a secret grave. Carl was heartbroken that he lost her again. I mean, could you imagine? He lived with her corpse longer than he lived with her as a living wife.
But you said she was Cuban, right?
Carl was heartbroken, but he was unrepentant. So he replaced his wife with a mannequin effigy of her, and he lived out the rest of his days, like, tinkering with radios. He was in the town. The town was too eccentric to judge him too harshly, so they just kind of shrugged it off, chalking it up to love, madness, and the weirdness of the town.
Well, we all know this guy's a sociopath now, right? There was probably, did they find any other bodies on his property afterwards, or?
No, but.
I mean, there's something wrong with him.
But his name is Carl Tanzler. He changed his name to Carl von Kossel.
Yeah, Carl von Cuckoo. So listen, it's believable, and here's why. You said she was Cuban, right? Cuban?
No, it's true.
Right. But she was Cuban, correct?
She was.
Yeah, that's how this works. That's the only way it works, because all the spices they ate preserved her, you know, made it so she could keep a little longer, so to speak, than an American. We eat too much shit. The Chinese would work, too, with all the MSG. You know, that'll keep them around a little bit longer after the expiration date, so to speak.
Yeah.
And so I get that.
And Carl's Radiology Center is still open today in Key West, and you can visit it.
Listeners, yeah, I'm not going there.
Listeners of Gary's Double Wash get 40% off of services with the code EFFIGY.
And you have to have a dead spouse with you. There's requirements for this. This is a big discount. Back in track. Okay.
So they're trying to distance himself from that story. Trying to do a little PR.
Well, good fucking luck.
So sometimes in business, bad stuff happens. But you just have to shake it off, and you have to say, just because I had a terrible thing happen to my business doesn't mean my business doesn't need to continue. So we support...
Just because a hooker died in my apartment doesn't mean I shouldn't be in business.
We support Tanzler Radiology, and we wish them well. And we just want to say you have the full support of Gary's Double Wash Tanzler Radiology. And we're going to send Trey down there to the grand opening of their second location.
No, we're not. No. I'm not doing that.
It's in New York City.
But there's things I'll do. I mean, do they have a dead wife I can borrow? Because I've never been married.
Trey, there's no dead wives anywhere around.
What the hell does this story have to do with anything anymore? It's over. I'm having a history lesson. Okay, what do you think the odds are he banged the dead wife?
100%.
Okay, cool. We're on the same page there. How about now, the curious one? Now I want the spread on the banging the mannequin after the wife's gone.
100%.
Okay, perfect. We're there too. All right. Just making sure. That's why we work together so well.
So do you think he's beaten off to the dead wife stroking the effigy?
Like, you mean today? Because I think he's dead.
Well, Carl was later remarried, and his wife then, as his custom, right?
And you can see him at the front of the radiology right now. She pulls a string and he waves to you when you come in.
That's why
he's joined by his dead mannequin wife.
This episode brought to you by Tanzler Radiology. Now opening up a second location. Our host, Trey Todd, is going to be there.
Right. I'm fucking, now that I know this whole story, the way it wrapped up, you damn straight, I will be on high-fiving that body when I walk in. Did he pull that string twice? Here I come.
But yeah, Tanzler Radiology, ladies and gentlemen, brought to you by IMG, Gary's Double Wash, and Crypto Coins, baby. Hey, check it out. Do your own research, but we're making money on this thing. They say it's going to the moon. They say it's going to be a moonshot. I don't know, but this, I think I have like $100 in it, and it's like $304 now. I'm making money in this stuff called Solana every 5 minutes. There's an awesome community online. Check it out. Do your own research. And if anything's going on with you, get your butt down to Tanzler Radiology.
See, I don't understand, because Solana's up for girls. I still go to a barber. I don't know how the Solana stuff would work for me.
Roll into Washingwood's quirkiest spot, Woody Woodinson's Wooden Legs. Meet Woody, the man who turned a $50 million loan into the finest wooden legs money can buy. Need a leg? Woody's got you covered. Need two? Well, now you're just showing off. Woody's wooden legs are made of top-tier timber. They're sturdy as a tree and sleek as a race car. Woody's wooden legs are comedy in every step. Watch Woody's antics as he juggles logs and juggles loans. Woody's wooden legs are bulletproof quality. Our legs can handle more hits than your ex's DMs. Don't just walk the walk, strut it with Woody Woodenson's wooden legs. Get yours today and step up your game, literally. Woody Woodenson's wooden legs. Because why have regular legs when you can have wooden ones?
No, it's terrible.
There was a dancing plague in 1518. This is one of history's strangest, most terrifying, unexplained events ever. Eugene, imagine this, okay?
What was it?
It's July 1518. You're in Strasbourg, France. And you see this woman named Frau Trophia. She steps onto the street, begins dancing wildly, just for no reason. At first, you're laughing. Frau Trophia, that's so funny. You're assuming she's having a good time. But she does this for hours and then days. And it's obvious she can't stop. I mean, her feet are bleeding, her muscles are spasms, and she keeps dancing. By within a week, dozens of others join in. They will stop just dancing around, like flailing. Not even good dances. It's not like it's something you see on MTV. Just people moving, you know, just convulsing, right? Within a month, this grows to 400 people. It hasn't stopped. This has been going on a month long. 400 people join in, many collapsing from exhaustion, some literally dancing themselves to death from heart attacks, strokes, and dehydration. You know what they did? You know what they did to solve it?
They turned off Gary's Double Wash podcast.
They set up a stage. They brought in musicians, built a dance hall. They just thought people needed to dance it out. Killed more people, made things so much worse. Then eventually it just kind of stopped. I mean, a lot of them died, which is why they stopped. But somehow it just stopped.
People,
they were taken to the Shrine of St. Victus.
People,
they were blessed and given rest, and that's it.
Dancing to death?
Well, they danced to death. To death.
Where was this?
This was in France in 1518. Wow.
Is there any footage? Is there any footage of it?
1518? Out of the Holy Roman Empire? No, I'm sorry. All the tapes have been lost to time.
We need to do some research. Ask AI to regenerate footage of that. That feels like a fable, right? Like there may be some kind of truth in it. Like, if you go out to dance at night and you get murdered, that was your fault because you should have been sleeping in your bed safely.
I don't feel like that's it, but I like how you brought it around to become a horrifying children's tale. I like that. Like, I'm going to tell my daughter that story tonight when she goes to bed. Listen, you're supposed to go to sleep. If you get up and dance, you'll probably fucking die. Okay? So don't do
never
it.
Never go out. If somebody...
Never say, dance. Don't ever dance. Why do you think I don't?
I'm afraid to dance. Yeah. I don't. Do you want,
right.
To,
I've, you know,
you want your children to be afraid to dance? Tell them the story.
Listen, you don't want to look stupid out there anyways, right? 90% of people who try to dance shouldn't. So just tell them they're gonna die if they do it. I like it. We just solved it. I don't have to watch stupid people dance anymore. Hey, you know you're gonna die if you keep that up, right?
By 9 p.m.
I'm gonna start bringing that to bars with me.
You dance after 9 p.m. You're dead.
Well, yeah, it's like you don't feel the feet of Mugwai after midnight, and you don't dance after 9 p.m. These are all bad things.
Yeah, especially in the street.
You know what a Mugwai is, right? Did you get my Mugwai reference?
If you got his Mugwai reference, email us at GarysDoubleWash@gmail.com and send us.
God, I'm not telling you.
Send us some money. We're launching a space program.
I bet there's a gizmo.
Better not get it wet.
The way you said it sounded so much dirtier.
I'd love to ignore you.
What's up?
So
there's my story about the dance off.
We need to write this children's tale. What are we going to name the book?
Don't fucking dance or you die.
Huh?
Watches it, enjoys it. It's good for me.
You can go to GarysDoubleWash.com and get more information on our next segment, Eights, Nines, and Dimes. Get ready because...
My favorite segment.
We come back, Mr. Bubbles is here. Everybody, go to GarysDoubleWash.com right now and get prepared for the next segment. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Gary's Doubles. Hey, it's Mr. Bubbles time. It's time for Mr. Bubbles Babes. You know, guys, I scour the internet for girls who are looking for advice and information because we like helping people out here, Gary's Double Wash. Yeah, we do. And Mr. Bubbles, this is the only segment that anybody really cares about. I'm going to be honest with you. Well, I came in.
The one I care about.
Well, I came in. I built you that stage, that Gary's Double Wash stage. Made it out of Noah's Ark. We got you some publicity now. We got you lots of listeners, lots of viewers on YouTube. Trey, could you thank Mr. Bubbles, please?
No.
Trey, you're gonna stay in that bathroom. No one's gonna build your space program. But today we got a
little. Hey, whoa! Thank you, Bubbles. Thank you, Bubbles. Thank you.
All right.
Let's get on a space program now.
So this week. We have a new girl who went onto Reddit, and she asked the question, am I ugly? Her name is Dakota Dankins.
Is what? Who?
Dakota Dankins.
So this picture isn't correct, or is that a real name that we're not supposed to give? What are we doing right now?
No, I just couldn't find her name. Where's her name? I forgot.
Okay. We got Radiant Access 805.
Yeah, that's her. Yeah, now I see it. So I forgot where Gary put it on the website. This week's babe, Radiant Access. It's way down there on the bottom. All right, so she's not Dakota Dankins. You know, Dakota Dankins is a placeholder name.
Dakota Dankins. I feel like this is a real name. I'm doing it.
Well, let's have AI make.
We saw Dakota.
Let's have an AI make a picture of Dakota Dankins, and we'll make her next week's Am I Ugly? All right, so
we have Dakota. I have Dakota Dinkins.
Dakota. Right, so Radiant Access. We're gonna on first impressions. I asked 7 women if you were ugly. I talked to them directly. I sent them a link to your Reddit page, as I sent over to Trey Todd, and he asked the fellas. Trey really enjoys his communication, his fellowship, his time deciphering things and talking to the guys. I went to lunch with the ladies this week. We went and we expensed that. We put that on the card. We had a really nice lunch. Seafood. We had steaks. What'd you do with the fellas with the money we gave you this week, Trey?
We went out to Tommy's Tuesday at Tequila Shots. It was a good time.
You hanging out with the dudes? All right. Yeah, no, I took the ladies shopping. We bought them all a couple of bags. We got them. We got our nails done afterwards. And we took our time to really assess you. And of the 7 women that I talked to, 1 said you were ugly.
So I did a little differently. I took the guys out. I got Portly Paul a lap dance, you know. we got Twisted Timmy all messed up. Like, he threw up in his own shoe.
Looking at the picture of Radiant Access while he was getting the lap
dance. No, so here, to be fair, I didn't show them the picture of Radiant Access 805 until they all had been shot down at the bar at Lost Call and nobody was going home with anybody. And they all said they'd do you.
Okay. So, all right. So 7 said no. 7 said pretty.
Oh, no. 7 said they'd bang her. She's not ugly.
Yeah. All right.
So again, drunk after Lost Call, pretty much no other option, to be fair.
So nobody said they were ugly. All right. So you're certified by Gary's Double Wash, not ugly. Now we want to move on to the next phase. Where we're going to break down, we're going to give you a score. We got 4 subjects. Yeah, that's right. We got four grades. We're going to grade you on your face card, your vibe check. That's going to be your body. Then we're going to grade you on Tinder, which would we come over and bang you? Trey already blew up that bit. Trey, you're so bad at this. Why can't you just understand that that comes as 4
subjects? I didn't give my opinion yet. I didn't give my opinion.
The only thing you're supposed to do in that segment is say ugly or not ugly. You don't get, we bang you after bar. Don't add stuff. This isn't your bit. We saw how your bit went, Trey. Come on, bro. Come on, bro. Just answer the question. No, just say. Okay, all right. Bubble, settle down.
Wait, somebody give him a rabies shot.
Somebody should give him something. Now we see why the church fired him. All right, anyway. So the first set of these parameters is going to be your face card. Then we got the vibe check. We've got Tinder score. Would they bang you? And then the 4th score is dateability. How excited are they to go out on a date with you?
Yeah, you got that, Trey. It's 4 subcategories. We got 5 total parts, right? The first part, ugly, yes or no. Then we break it down for them. Okay, Bubbles, I got this. All right, so on the face
Bubbles,
card.
Why don't you go blow yourself?
All right, on the face card. I was... You son of a bitch, if you wouldn't keep it. All right, on a face card, I'm going to say, I'm putting you at an 8.5 on the face.
I'd say I got an 8.5 too.
I can understand the half score because she only shows half her face in the first picture. It's like the side of a mugshot. I dig it, though. It shows the crazy, right? So, but to look down at the second picture, that Joker smile, anybody playing a little face paint on, you can get some weird fantasies. I give you a solid 9 on that.
Okay. All right, so strong scores on the face card. What about the third face? Where are you at? You're at. She's just at a place that sells canned tomatoes, and they need to let you know. Why would you?
I prefer to not even look at the third picture. I'm glad you put something in between it, so I didn't notice it at first.
You mean the ad that says "the works while you chill"? Every 5 minutes, no clicking, no claiming, just stacking coin is here. Buy, hold, earn. IMG. This is not financial advice.
Yes, I saw that. So. You ever watch porn? You ever seen like the front view of somebody's face when they're getting anal? Because that's what those eyes remind me of.
I may have seen in a time or two.
I think somebody's taking a mud trail right now.
I want to read the place she's at. It says flavored rice, beans, canned tomatoes. That is not a full price retailer. That is a discount retailer.
She's a quality girl.
I like the dress.
You can tell by she's right now in the dollar aisles, what that is.
All right. So yeah, good face. All right, now we're gonna go to the vibe check, body check, and the only thing we can really see on GarysDoubleWash.com is in section two, and I want to say,
9.8.
I'm gonna say this picture isn't fair because I'm more of an ass man, so I can't really judge you.
But you
because
can see down, you can see the hips start to do something down there.
Yeah.
She could also it looks like she also could be on her knees there.
So she could have less ass, and the foot could be pushing the ass up to make it even look like more. Yeah, okay, you're going down to 7 now, sweetheart. She's on the whole picture. That's a 7.
Okay. All right, so overall, what we do is we just round here. So I'm saying right now she's at about an 8. All right, now you're looking at the Tinder score. The Tinder score, you get the message. Are you going to bang her?
Hell yeah, man. Any style you want. What do you like it, raccoon style?
What the heck is raccoon style?
Well, raccoon style is when we
what?
Go ahead.
Yeah, Trey.
Raccoon style is when you break into a car and you do them in the trunk.
And then you shit afterwards.
Is that part necessary?
Do you have both?
I mean, it's the most fun of the whole thing.
Do you have the both shit?
No, you shit on her.
In the trunk of the car. That's raccoon.
in the trunk. Then you shut it and you drive to the burial site.
What? I wonder if animals have kinks. Like, hey, are you into animal kinks? What is that? Well, you know, foxes love.
Keep going. I want to know what foxes love. Foxes. What does a fox say to me like that? That's what it said. Come on, keep going.
Foxes love to get headbutted in the taint after they come.
I'm going to start spreading that about you. Yeah, he gave me the budget. Listen, he won't tell you, okay? But my buddy Eugene over here, right? He likes to be headbutted right in the taint, right as he's coming. He can just move fast. Look him in the eye and call him a bitch. So, yeah. Okay. So you guys are both yeses, but I haven't given my answer on this one yet.
You know what cheetahs love? No, it's your turn. Now you got to tell him. I told you what foxes love. Now it's your turn. You got to carry the show.
Cheetahs. Yeah, cheetahs. Cheetahs love it when you bang their sister.
Yeah. Are you into cheetah king? Yeah. Hey, I'm an animal rights activist, and I respect cheetah, and I think we should normalize cheetah king, so cheetahs aren't the only ones that have to go out of here and bang your sister. I always think it's funny how it goes to like, I don't want you to bang my friends. It's like, I fucking hate your friends. Like, I don't even want to talk to your friend. Like, I never fucking care. This is the thing guys care about the least ever is what your fucking friends think. I don't know. This is what confuses me about women. Yeah. And I don't, like, if I wanted to jerk off to them, then I'm going to handle that on my own. You have to stop fucking doing copyrighted content. Fucking bad doesn't work. All right. So you're excited about it. You know, that's a butterfly kink. And if you respected animal rights, you would know that is a call to animal kink enthusiasts. Well, you don't know when this picture is from. Like, you forget, like, fucking a year and a half ago, it was impossible to find a PlayStation. All right, so right now she's around, like, an 8.5, I think. I forget. What did your score say? What was your score? I was really excited about the animal kinks. Okay, so 9. And then the fourth category is dateability. Would you date her? We need a number score there, Trey. Whoa, you're fucking, you would tank her way out of it. Way out of 8, 9, and 9. She doesn't have, oh yeah, because her blind is right. That's a little, she's like 2 feet tall. That's like somebody dropped a broom handle there or something. She would have to be 4 feet tall. Hey, Radiant Access, tell us what happened to your blinds. Email us. That way we can get a complete score of you. But as for right now, we're going to certify you not ugly. So congratulations, you're not ugly. I'm going to give you a 18-month certification. I'm not worried about her getting fat, actually. 36-month certification. So she actually said in her post that she was involved in a terrible accident, and her face is asymmetrical because it had to get, like, reconstructed or something. But she's still so hot. No, she's good. You need to shop in better grocery stores. Your outfit's cute. And Trey doesn't like that you only have a PS4. But you're going to be... All right, let's give her a score. I'm going to put her... So we're comparing her against the first broad, cheeky butt dummy, or cheeky butt ugly, cheeky butt monkey. What was her? What was she? Cheeky butt. No. Yeah. I know the joke name was cheeky butt ugly, but she's always... So cheeky butt ugly, we gave what, 8 point, a generous 8.7. So if we're going her, we need to start getting the scales down. We need to walk that back a bit, but all right, let's... I'm 7.8 in her. Nipple rings boost the score on this. No, see, skip that. And skip the septum. You can do the nipple rings. Now you're being perverted. All right. This is... Ladies and gentlemen, this has been an episode of Gary's Double Wash. Make sure you do your own research. Keep in mind, this is not financial advice. This is just the number one laundromat podcast in the world. Thanks. Tell everybody. Talk about it at your church. Fire your preacher and play Gary's Double Wash every Sunday. All right. Thanks, Trey. See ya.